Get it? The Burt Show.
Abby, how was your weekend? Take us into the world of being 27 and barking at the moon at 3 in the morning and living life spontaneously. The only thing keeping in the apartment are two cats. But man, all that freedom. What did you do with it this weekend?
Yeah, I'm a cat mom, so the only person barking at 3 a.m. are my feet for hanging out at the club so late. No, I was kidding. Well, on Friday, I really didn't have much plans, except I had some last minute things pop up for Saturday, which were very exciting.
It's so always a great week going into the weekend when there are no plans and you really can pivot as you go along is so intoxicating.
This was a weekend of spontaneity for me because I was supposed to be in Charleston last weekend and had to cancel. And then all of a sudden I felt like I had like the world's wildest weekend starting Friday at 5 p.m. So I'm out for a walk, which I typically do, a big walking gal. And I get a text from my friend who goes, hey, there's going to be a certain public figure in town. And I heard from my bartender friend, because she lives up by the part of town where they're going to be.
Where was it?
At the Battery.
Okay.
We're going to the Battery. She said, there's going to be a certain public figure and it's going to be at this bar. Do you want to go out? And normally 9 times out of 10, I'm like, it's 5 p.m. I'm literally sweaty. I'm going for a walk. But I was like, you know what? What the hey? I can get my cardio out at Chastain or I can get my cardio done out at PBR. So I ran home immediately, showered, threw on a spray tan ASAP, did my hair, did my makeup. And then we were out the door by 9:30 out searching for said, I don't want to say celeb, but like looking for a certain public figure. And so then when we were out, we were dancing. We had a good time on Friday. And then Saturday, I had gotten some last minute plans on Friday as well from Cassie saying that Atlanta United was inviting some of the Burt Show members to the president's or to the owner's suite. Whoa. At Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Okay.
So I get to bring a plus one to the Arthur Blank suite for the Atlanta United game. And I will never get over it. That's the coolest I'm ever going to get. Like, I don't care if I ever get invited to any award shows, if I ever meet Taylor Swift in person. Like, that was the coolest, most like celeb feeling experience of my life.
Okay, are we just gonna skip over who the celebrity was that you were getting all dolled up for?
Well, I mean,
spontaneously, or are you gonna talk about it later in the
week? I'm gonna talk about it later in the week.
Okay.
You can't steal one of my personal stories, then I'm gonna come up
with
another one.
Okay. I didn't know if you were being like purposely like not allowed to tell us. It was that VIP.
No, that is not that VIP. Okay. But yeah, I'm just teasing for the week.
Okay. All right. How was yours?
We had a big weekend, a lot of firsts this weekend. So Jimmy had his first T-ball game, which I will tell you about later as well. Oh my gosh, what a cluster. What a cluster they are out there on the field.
But in the most adorable way, right?
I was cackling the entire time, got a little emotional at one point in time. It was just so stinking cute.
All the Braves games this weekend looked very similar. If you're a Braves fan.
There were players laying on their bellies out in the outfield?
Yeah, I saw Michael Harris just playing with the flowers.
Gotcha.
Out in center field.
Picking the dandelions.
Uh-huh.
And Granny and Papa Bill came into town to see Jimmy and to see him have his first T-ball game. And then we had your rave Saturday night, which was great. And then yesterday had like a quintessential Atlanta afternoon. So took Mom and Papa Bill to the varsity.
Okay.
She wanted to go to the varsity. And fun fact, it's actually better than I remember.
Oh, come on. That place is so overrated.
I was about to say, because when I first moved here, everyone was like, don't go to the varsity. Don't go to the varsity. Everyone's going to tell you. It's just in and out, but
here's the thing. It is, I mean, it's greasy, and it's like classic fry, onion ring, burger, hot dog, whatever. But after your rave Saturday, man, that hit the spot.
That's different.
I felt so good.
If you need it for good, like I'm tired, hungover food maybe, then I would endorse it. But outside of that, it's not going to be nearly as spectacular as its reputation. It's just iconic.
It is. It's very, I mean, dude, it was established in 1928.
Yeah.
Like, holy moly. Well, the other thing too is the people watching, because we had basketball games. So there's Michigan fans walking around. There is, or was it Michigan State?
Michigan State.
Thank you. Michigan State fans walking around. There's Auburn fans walking around. The Savannah Bananas were in town.
Oh,
so
yeah,
there's a ton of people wearing Savannah Bananas gear.
They sold out, I think.
Oh, dude, that looked insane.
Right.
So we did that. And then because we were already down in that area, I took them to the Center for Puppetry Arts, and which they absolutely love, caught Milo the Magnificent, which was, it was its last show yesterday, and had a great time there. Then I had to take them to the Frosty Caboose because we had to go get some ice cream. I know Abby loves a good sweet treat.
I do.
And we just, it was a great weekend.
You're rolling all over the place, man.
Packed a ton of stuff in. My mom was laughing because every time, every time she was like, okay, so how far away is this? And I'm like, oh, it's like 20 minutes. How far away is this? Oh, it's like 20 minutes. Uh-huh. She's like, everything's 20 minutes. I'm like, because it's the weekend. Normally, it'd take us 45 minutes to an hour to get there.
It's traffic, right, right. I had friends in town this weekend. My best friend, who's been my best friend since the seventh grade, was in town with his wife.
It was so good to see them, by the way.
Yeah, right? Amy was in town also, who's my business manager, but really more my sister than anything else. I took them all around, and then on Saturday, we had the quote-unquote rave, which started at 6 o'clock at night.
It did.
Because that's how adults do it. We started at 6 with great food from a BBA dad who provided all the food for us, which was fantastic. And then we went downstairs after some drinks, and Amanda did a great job decorating. There was like black lights all over the place. And the highlight, though, it was a silent disco, which is really great. Mm-hmm. They're so fun. The best part of it, have you ever been to one of these?
A silent disco?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had one at, I went to the one at BBA at the end of the fashion show about a year ago.
All right, so if you haven't been to a silent disco, everybody's wearing headphones and you have three channels on it. And depending on the music that you're playing, it lights up on the side so you could tell if you're dancing with somebody, if you're dancing to the same music or not. Yeah. More often than not, you're not. Like, Kristen would have red, I would have green, and then every now and then, everybody would have blue, so they were all dancing to the same music, which I did not like at all, because I realized if you're dancing to a different color than everybody else, they can't tell if you're dancing on rhythm or not.
Very true.
But if you're all on the same one, then they know how bad of a dancer you are. So it was a really, really fun time. And the highlight for sure was Franny's prank on Bart. So Franny, you know, my English bulldog, who is scared of everything, that over the course of the last couple of months has really started to warm up to people now. For her, this was going to be a big leap of faith. I had 15, 20 people in the house. It was loud. It was bright. There were a lot. We had those sparklers that, like shot glass sparklers you would see in a club. So for her, this was a big old night. Well, she comes right on into the sunroom where everybody's hanging out, and she decides that Bart is her favorite person. So she just jumps on the couch right next to Bart and wants herself some little scratches. Aww. So he's doing his duty and he's scratching on her and loving on her and stuff. And then he pulls up and he's like, does anybody here have a t-shirt? Now, I actually wasn't up there. I was downstairs at the time. So you want to give the play-by-play?
No, I wasn't in there either. I was in the kitchen. All I know is, so, okay, we have to preface. So theme was rave, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm wearing my silver sparkly pants. I got like the totes my goats tank top going with the cutout arms. We all got glitter on our face and we got glow in the dark stuff. Bart walks in jeans, a gray t-shirt, a visor like that. I'm not forcing, the man doesn't like to dress up, so I'm not going to force him to dress up.
Wasn't kind of having it.
He's there to party, whatever. But literally everybody else is like dressed to the nines for this quote unquote rave, right?
Which, by the way, was over at 10:30.
Yes.
Everybody was out the door at 10:30.
As it should be. And so he's sitting on the couch, and I see him walk out of the sunroom and he's holding his shirt and he's pulling it down. Franny crapped on him. Shut up.
She didn't really crap on him. She just wiped her butt on him.
Oh, no. It was thick. Like, it wasn't just like a skid mark. It was like there was stuff there. It's like she sharted on him, okay?
Like right over his chest.
Stop.
Or was it like on the rib?
No, it was on the bottom.
Okay, yeah, it was on the bottom?
It was on the bottom because that's where her butt was. And she just, I guess Bart has a way with dogs and he gave her the right scratches in the right places and she just released herself a little bit.
Also, she was feeling a little on the loose side because she's an anxious dog. So I knew we were going to have 15 people over the house. So I gave her one of her doggy trazodones.
Oh, no.
So she was pretty loose and I don't think she realized how loose she was. So Bart stands up and he's got a stripe of crap on the bottom of his shirt and he has to change at that point.
He does. I mean, obviously, because I mean, Franny got down and nobody noticed, but they could smell it and they were like, did she fart? And then everybody's like, no, she crapped on your shirt. And sure enough, Bart has Franny doo-doo on him. And so he comes out. Amy was laughing so hard she had tears streaming down her face. So he goes to take that shirt off. And God bless Aaron, washes it, dries it for him before he even leaves because she's a godsend. He goes and Bert's like, don't worry, I have a backup shirt for the party. I was more. Bart walks out in this bright neon lime green shirt. And
you're
it's
kidding.
Like, the universe was going to make you party whether you liked it or not.
Uh-huh. Get it. The Bert Show.